Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road on Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Thank you.
Amen. How true that is. This morning you miss heaven. You've missed it all this morning. In Ephesians chapter number 2 this morning, begin reading in verses number 8. The Bible said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in this world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off were made nigh by the blood of Christ. He is our peace, who hath both made in one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in the flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make himself of two one new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And came and preached peace to you who are afar off and to them that were nigh, for though through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God." Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you for such a wonderful, beautiful day, God, that you've given, Lord, for the blessings of life you bestowed upon us, God, who are so unworthy and so undeserving this morning. God, I do pray that this morning you reach out to those this morning, God, that are lost and undone this morning, God, that you'd open their heart, their eyes this morning, God, before that it becomes too late this morning. God, I pray you touch those that are sick, those we made mention of this morning, God, those for the death angels visited, God. I pray that you'd encourage their hearts this morning, God. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd be in the midst. And Lord, that the name of Jesus be uplifted and glorified, magnified this morning. And that you draw all of us unto yourself today, God. I do thank you this morning, God, for the blessings, the benefits, and for the joy of salvation, Lord, in our lives this morning. Lord, I thank you for revival season, or time of refreshment. Lord, a time of refilling us and reviving us again, oh God. I pray you pass by our way and visit with us in revival season. Lord, thank you once again for the prayers you've answered. Have the goodness you bestowed upon us. Have the benefits and blessings we've enjoyed at your hands. And for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you this morning. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. And amen. This morning. Now then, reading that passage of Scripture this morning, I know no doubt is familiar unto you this morning. The Bible said it's by grace that we're saved this morning. Dear friend, I sure am glad that we're saved by grace through faith this morning. I want to preach on the thought today, I'm glad I'm not lost. Amen. I'm glad that I'm not lost. Dear friend, now there was a time I was lost. But thank God I'm saved by the grace of God this morning. Sometimes we just don't realize or calculate the benefits of being saved by the grace of God this morning. And I realize much could be said, dear friend, this morning about why I'm glad that I am saved. Dear friend, it's my testimony to proclaim what God has done for me. All the blessings being his. Amen. Dear friend, all of the benefits of being a child of God. Dear friend, I could speak of the joy that is unspeakable that springs up within our soul. Amen. I could speak of the peace that passes all understanding, that comes the stormy seas of our life. Dear friend, I could tell of the love that never fails, that surrounds us daily in our walk with him. Dear friend, all of the blessings of being a Christian. Amen. Dear friend, I realize today there's not, or maybe there's some people that just don't think much about being saved. Dear friend, they need to consider the alternative, and that is being lost. Amen. Dear friend, if we look at the flip side of the coin this morning, dear friend, the opposite of being saved is being lost this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you it's a shame, but it is a growing fad in the world that we live and the generation that we're in. Dear friend, it seems like there's more folks lost without God than there are that's saved. Dear friend, this morning, being lost doesn't require anything. The Bible said we're born in this world lost without God. Dear friend, just as sheep that have gone astray. Dear friend, this morning we're lost. Dear friend, the very moment we come into this world. Dear friend, now don't get me wrong. Dear friend, I don't want to get sidetracked, but I know that God has his hands upon those that are innocent this morning. Dear friend, until the age of accountability. Dear friend, but what I'm trying to say is, dear friend, by one man, dear friend, sin entered into the world. Death by sin. Dear friend, therefore death has passed upon all men. For all men have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Dear friend, I'm trying to tell you, dear friend, there are no qualifications, dear friend, that you have to meet, dear friend, other than you're born, dear friend, in this world. Amen. Dear friend, multitudes are lost without God this morning. The Bible said there's two gates. Dear friend, one is straight and narrow and it leads, dear friend, unto life. The other is, dear friend, this morning the gate is wide and the way is broad, dear friend, that leads unto destruction. And many there be upon that road this morning. Dear friend, so many are neglecting, dear friend, the great salvation that God has provided and offered unto all men this morning. Amen. Dear friend, some because they have neglected that salvation. They just haven't taken the time, dear friend, to surrender themselves to God. Some because they have rejected. They've said no, dear friend, unto God. The Bible said there'd be such a generation that would not want to retain God in their knowledge. And it seems like the day that we live, that we want to remove all markers, dear friend, that God even exists this morning. Dear friend, some are on that road because they expected to make it without God. Dear friend, by their good works. Dear friend, by the deeds that they do. Dear friend, by their religion. Dear friend, by the ceremonies and the rituals. Dear friend, that they've been through. And yet the Bible said that it is, dear friend, saved by grace through faith. Dear friend, that not of works. Dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, that I want to say the world is miserable being lost this morning. The Bible said this morning, back up in verse number 1, dear friend, that you are dead in trespasses and sins this morning. You're dead while you live. Your heart is empty. Your life is unfulfilled. Dear friend, you're a well without water, a cloud. Dear friend, without dew this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, a lost man is miserable in this world without his creator. Amen. You were made with a measure of faith. Dear friend, and an emptiness in your heart that only God can fill this morning. Dear friend, I'm glad I'm not lost anymore. I'm glad my life has purpose. I'm glad it has a meaning. And thank God I'm glad it's got a goal this morning. Dear friend, to go to heaven. Dear friend, today. And then also, dear friend, this morning, what you miss as a lost person this morning. Dear friend, I tell you, I met the dearest friend I ever had. Dear friend, a brother that stays closer. Dear friend, a friend this morning that stays closer than a brother. Amen. Dear friend, today, I'm glad I've got a friend in Jesus. Dear friend, I'm not perfect. Dear friend, I fail. I fall. I get discouraged. I get disheartened. Dear friend, I'm drifted from the shore. Dear friend, today,
but I'm glad of one thing this morning. I dear friend, no matter what may befall me in this life, I'll never be lost again. Oh, hallelujah. I dear friend, I'm saved unto the uttermost. I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. I dear friend, and I'll never be lost again. Amen. Notice what he said here beginning in verse 12. I dear friend, concerning the description of someone who's lost this morning. The first thing that he says, I dear friend, in verse 12 is that you were one time, I dear friend, without Christ. Amen. How true that is. I dear friend, this morning there's a time I didn't know who Jesus was. And even if I knew the name, I didn't know who he was and what he meant to me. Amen. I dear friend, I didn't have anyone to pray to. The Bible said, God heareth not a sinner's prayer. Amen. I dear friend, there's only one plea, there's only one cry, there's only one petition that God will hear when you're lost, and that is a prayer of repentance. That is when you cry out and say, oh God, I'm a sinner, would you save me? Dear friend, you can pray for healing and it won't come. You can pray for financial need, it won't come. You can pray for deliverance, it won't come. Dear friend, the only prayer that God hears when you're lost is a prayer of repentance. Dear friend, and then he said, you were without Israel. Dear friend, the people of God. Dear friend, that's the time I didn't go to church. And if I did go every once in a while, I'd sit in the back. Dear friend, I didn't fellowship. Dear friend, I got in late. I left early. Dear friend, this morning the church didn't mean anything to me. Dear friend, but oh, ever since I got saved and born again, I thank God I've got a family, brothers and sisters in Christ, had a fellowship with, had a friend today. And then he said, you were alienated. Not only from the commonwealth of Israel, but strangers from the covenant of promise. Dear friend, I didn't have any promises in the word of God that I could claim, I could depend on, I could rely on. This morning, I had to fend for myself. I find my own way. I do the best that I can. Dear friend, but I sure am gay. Oh, bless the day how the Lord saved my soul and the promises I can cling to this morning. Morning. Let the economy fall apart. I've got a Father in heaven that'll provide for his own this morning. Amen. He said you were without hope. Amen. When I was lost this morning, dear friend, I didn't have a plan or a purpose. Dear friend, nothing to live for and nothing to look forward to. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you I didn't have anything beyond today. But I sure am glad that I got saved. Dear friend, I've got a home in heaven. Dear friend, I've got life eternal. Dear friend, I've got something to look forward to this morning. But Paul reminds us, dear friend, of what it was like to be lost without God. Amen. In fact, that's what he said next. He said, you were without God in this world. Dear friend, what a cold world this is without God. Dear friend, what a depressing, lonely place how this world is without God. How cruel that it is without God. I dear friend, this morning, but I sure am glad for his presence. I dear friend, today, I know we're in the world, but we're not of the world. I dear friend, and I'm glad we're just passing through. But I sure am glad to have him with me. His presence goes before me. His goodness and mercy follows after me. He himself abides within me. The Father watches over me. His angels encamp around about me. Brother, he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. There's never been a time I've been alone since the day I got saved. Amen. And then he said, without the blood, dear friend, this morning, there's no covering for my sins. Dear friend, I walked around with the guilt and the shame. Dear friend, of a conscience this morning seared. I'm telling you, friend of mine, how the weight of the world was upon my shoulders. I dear friend, in my heart. I dear friend, I was drowning in the muck and the mire of sin. I dear friend, but thank God for the blood that washed it all away. Amen. I dear friend, I was without peace. I dear friend, this morning I could not lay down at night. I dear friend, and have a peace of mind. I dear friend, this morning there's a middle wall partition between me and God. Have that now has been broken down. I dear friend, verse 15 says, I'm a new man. I'm a new creature in Christ. Verse 16 says, I have access to God. I thank God I've got a hotline to heaven. I dear friend, this morning to pray and call upon His name. I dear friend, verse 19 says, now I am a citizen of heaven, thank God, of the household of God this morning. I dear friend, today all of that I got when I got saved. Amen. Dear friend, but I'm glad this morning I'm not lost. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, because, dear friend, there are some things you need to realize. Dear friend, there's some things you need to understand. I'm glad I'm not lost because of the enemy that I had. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, this morning when we was lost and undone, dear friend, we were enemies of God. Dear friend, amen. Dear friend, today the Bible said we were of the devil. He was our father, and his lust we would do. Dear friend, we were enslaved by him. In bondage, sin reigned in our life. We could not break free. Dear friend, this morning it had power. Dear friend, overwhelming to draw us in and to keep us. Dear friend, this morning it was an enemy that scared us. Dear friend, perilous times. Dear friend, dying without God. Dear friend, dying. Dear friend, this morning without Christ. Dear friend, living in the dark, afraid to take another step. Dear friend, could not find satisfaction. Dear friend, in everything that I looked to. Dear friend, it only lasted trying to fulfill the lust of my flesh. Amen. I was seeking. Dear friend, in the mire. Dear friend, I was sinking in the sand. Dear friend, I'd built a lifetime upon. Dear friend, I'm telling you, the enemy was pulling me down. Dear friend, the day. Robbing me. Dear friend, of the things that God had for me this morning. Dear friend, I was enslaved. Dear friend, I'm glad I'm no longer enslaved. I'm glad I've been set free. I'm glad the devil has no more power over me. Dear friend, oh, he's still I weighs upon my mind. He still tries to lure me away. But thank God, he that's in me now is greater than he that's in the world. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad I'm not lost because of the endurance. Amen. Dear friend, when I was lost, brother, I just had to hold on and carry it out the best I could. Amen. I had to fight my own battles. I faced my own trials and troubles. Dear friend, I have no assurance of victory. I had to carry my own load. I bear my own burdens. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you, folks that are lost, dear friend, they turn to psychics, they turn to booze, they turn to drugs. Dear friend, trying to find relief. I'm depressed and stressed out. Dear friend, suicidal. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, thank God I'm not lost anymore. I'm wandering around in this world without hope. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, I had to solve my own problems. Dear friend, I had nowhere else to carry it. Dear friend, but I'm glad now that I'm saved, I can lay it down at the feet of Jesus. I can put it in His hands. Dear friend, this morning I had to make my own way. Dear friend, I just had to, when I got to the crossroads, just flip a coin. Dear friend, any, many, mighty, mo, do the best I could. But now, if I acknowledge Him in all of my ways, He'll direct my paths. Dear friend, I'm glad He leadeth me. He guides us. Dear friend, this morning, I'm glad I'm not lost because of the end. Dear friend, and it all will come to an end sooner or later. Amen. Dear friend, we never realize that life is just a stage. It's appointed unto all them once to die. Dear friend, the losing. Dear friend, if a man gains the whole world and loses his only soul. Dear friend, you didn't bring anything in this world. You're not going to take anything out of this world. Dear friend, the lonely this. I dear friend, you can be surrounded by family and your fortune. Yet when the end comes, brother, you're going to slip off in the darkness. I dear friend, the lamentation. I dear friend, the sorrow. I dear friend, your family will weep for you. I dear friend, not because, I dear friend, they're brokenhearted. Christians knew that. I dear friend, that's a fact. They'll never see you again. I dear friend, today, and because most of all of eternity, amen. I dear friend, you're going to live forever. Where are you going to live? Amen. There's only two choices. I dear friend, either to be carried in the paradise of God, to be absent from this body, to be present with the Lord, or to slip off into hell. I dear friend, this morning, I dear friend, do you realize the uncertainty? What's waiting for you if you die lost? Amen. I dear friend, but there is some certain things you need to understand. I dear friend, you're going to stand before God that made you. The books are going to be opened. I dear friend, the Bible said if your name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you'll be cast in the lake of fire, separated from God forever. I dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, I don't know what heaven's like. I dear friend, but I'll tell you one thing, brother. All that matters to me is that it's not hell. Amen. I'm glad I'm not lost this morning. I'm saved. I dear friend, and I can't even lose my salvation. I'm saved yesterday. I'm saved today. I'll be saved tomorrow. And thank God forever. Amen. Because I put my faith and trust in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you too can be saved this morning. I dear friend, I'm glad. I'm not lost. May the Lord richly bless you this morning.